Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to week 11 of the fantasy football season. We've got Sutton with us. Hi, Sutton. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I wanted to print out the helmet from last night.
Oh, yeah.
Love those. Those helmets. Yeah. I actually like the jerseys that New England wore. But we've got New England, and we've got the Jets. Who should we talk about, Sutton? You want us to talk about the Jets? You have it upside down? Okay. Well, thank you. Say bye-bye. Oh. So, you guys saw who Sutton picked. She decided to go with the Jets, which was a...
She'd been on a roll of picking the better team.
Yeah, she... I mean, the Jets actually played fairly well for... I mean, I expected a blowout.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. They really, you know, they don't have a lot of pass catchers.
No, yeah. You get Garrett Wilson on IR, you know... I think that's kind of the minimum if they think IR for him, you know, could be. They might just shut him down, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They keep losing. You know, if they lose the next four.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to have him play.
Shut him down, and it's still a shame that Breece Hall didn't get traded. Didn't want to take a fourth instead of a third from Kansas City. But
well, do we really want Kansas City having him?
No, I mean, you know, as a football fan,
I want him to go where he wants to go, wherever he wants to go next year.
As a dynasty manager of Breece Hall, best case, well, maybe not best, but one of the better cases would have been him in Kansas City. So,
yeah. So moving on to the stats, we had Justin Fields, 15 of 26 passing, only 116 yards and one touchdown, but he ran for 11 times for 67 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Decent game. I mean, he has to do a little bit more than that, but I mean, so I left Adonai Mitchell on here. And the reason I did was he was one catch on six targets for 10 yards. He dropped the ball left, right, and center.
Yeah,
I mean it was a horrible performance by their new guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the two new guys. The other one is John Mechie, the third, who actually had three catches on all three all three catches of his three targets for 45 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He looked good.
Yeah, so Mechie, you know, if you can remember when he was drafted, he missed his entire, I think it was his entire rookie year because he had, I can't remember, it was a form of cancer.
Okay.
Fought that, you know, went into remission and all that, and then came back, and he'd have a splash play here and there with Houston, but, you know, when they still had, you know, when they had Diggs and Tank Dell, you know, before his leg got destroyed,
and
Nico Collins, you know, and, Joe Mixon, who catches a lot of passes.
And Dalton Schultz. Backfield.
Yeah. There's just a lot of mouths to feed, you know, a lot of targets that got spread around there. And then he was just kind of there. So, I mean, he was a guy.
Great hands.
Yeah. I mean, he was great. I think he was Bama. I believe he was Alabama. So, you know, he's got the talent, you know, to play for Bama. And, I mean, he you know, was really good there, too. So, you know, it'd be nice if he could emerge as their, you know, their number one. I mean, it's not going to be.
I think they have to find a quarterback first.
Well, that's the problem too. Is Fields? I mean, he threw to open field multiple times.
Well, and some of those he had to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was getting pressured. I mean, he threw one right off the side of his own lineman's helmet.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know what it is with Justin Fields. You know, I mean, it's the Ohio State quarterback thing still somewhat holding true because even C.J. Stroud hasn't looked great. No. You know? So, I don't know. Like I said, you know, with Breece Hall, it just sucks that he's stuck on this roster because they're going to be bad for a couple years because they're in their, like, fifth rebuild in 5 years or 10 years, 10th rebuild in 10 years. You know, it's just...
10th rebuild in 4 years.
Yeah, it just sucks that he's the one who got stuck. I mean, there's a chance that, you know, he could, because I think this is the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that he becomes a free agent and, you know, and they let him walk. I mean, who knows?
I don't know why you'd pay him free agent money to build around him when you have so much to do.
You still have Braylon Allen. I mean, he was out because I can't remember. It was a lower leg. Can't remember if he had like broken ankle or something like that. I mean, it was a pretty serious injury. So he's out for the entire season, you know, but he looked good before that and has looked good. Ladybugs in here.
Yeah.
Has looked good in other opportunities as well. So, you know, he might be the guy that they're looking at.
Yeah.
You know, building.
And I would.
Trying to build around. I mean,
I would rather see Breece Hall go
and
have a chance elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and Braylon Allen, he's still probably, I think he's 20 or 21.
I think
still.
He's 14.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks 14.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you see him in those commercials and it's like, oh, that's Braylon Allen.
Yeah. That's a big dude.
So. Yeah. So Breece Hall, you were mentioning him. He had 14 rushes for 58 yards and 2 catches on 2 targets for 6 yards. Not used enough. Mm-hmm. There were a few plays where, you know, they run the option and Fields kept the ball.
Yeah.
Which was a mistake.
And, I mean, Fields, like always, looked good running the ball. I mean, he 6.7 a carry, you know, I mean, it was a longer run and it was usually for a first down. I mean, that first drive, I was putting Sophie down for bed. And by the time I got out of there, the first like 2 drives had been done. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, they scored.
Yeah.
And
it was a nice run by him, but Harold Landry looks slow.
Yeah. And I looked on ESPN at all the plays for that drive and it was Fields left end for 6 yards.
Yeah.
Breece Hall up the gut for 2. Fields right end for 8 yards. And it was just like every other play was Justin Fields just, you know, pulling it down and running it.
So. Yep. Moving on, we mentioned Mechie. We had Mason Taylor, 4 catches on 4 targets for 30 yards. We had Ruckert, 4 catches on 5 targets for 23 yards. I mean, those guys accounted for 1 incompletion between Mechie, Taylor, Ruckert, and Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So they were 13 of 14, and then you throw in the 1 of 6 from Mitchell, and I mean, there were other...
Yeah.
There were other passes in there to other people, but I wasn't going to put him in there because I left Mitchell on there just because he hurt them.
Yeah.
It was like Bo Melton last week for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
The ball is thrown to him. He didn't come up with it ever.
Yeah. I mean, that was, he hasn't lived up to, you know, any of the hype because he's, you know, kind of same like Golden. He's super fast and
Mitchell.
You know, yeah. You know, well, Texas. But, I mean, they're teammates, but, you know, super fast, you know, maybe a little more gadgety in college, you know, but it wasn't anything like people are like, you know, obviously it's hard when you're in the draft class that he was, you know. But,
well, and one of the problems is when you make a big mistake like, scoring, oh, no, I think I'll drop it outside the end zone.
Yep.
I mean, you make stupid plays and...
That's how you get banished to the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, where are you going? I'm going to hell. Yeah. No, I'm going to the Jets. Sorry, Sal.
Yeah, I mean, this Jets team is... What do you do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're bad everywhere.
Pack it in, Woody.
You know, I mean, they've got all of these picks now because they fire sale and they got rid of everybody. Somebody actually, there was a one of those like way too early NFL mock drafts, yeah. and the guy said that he thinks he wouldn't be surprised if is it Tennessee that's holding the first pick right now?
I think
now?
So, yeah.
He said if they had it, he said whoever has it, he thinks that the Jets will give them a haul to go
Why?
To number one to draft one of the quarterbacks.
Aren't they at number two right now?
I don't know. But, you know.
I mean, Tennessee doesn't need a quarterback.
It might. Cam Ward isn't very good.
Well, they aren't gonna get rid of him after 1 year. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I mean, the mock that I saw was them taking a linebacker. Hmm. So
Quincy Williams was all over. I mean, he looked really good. He was like the lone bright spot on that defense. Yeah. Like he was everywhere making tackles. Like he looked good, but it's just the rest of, I mean, that roster is just so bad.
Yeah. Agreed. So, we have our picks of the week. CBS says that Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Brock Purdy are the top five. A little interesting.
Yeah.
I am going to go with Dak Prescott against Las Vegas. They're 14th from the best. You know, they're 14th overall giving up points to quarterbacks, which is, you know, right in the middle. Mm-hmm. But, you know, their defense hasn't been great. And
yeah, no, they have not.
I'm expecting a lot of points out of Dallas. Expecting.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And we'll see. I'm actually in, it's little gut check time. I'm starting Geno Smith in one of my dynasties. So, I mean, Dallas's defense is bad.
Oh, yeah.
Geno, the majority of the season has been horrible, but there has been, he's had two really good games, and he's had a third where he was serviceable.
Yeah.
So if there's a week that, you know, I mean, I know they got rid of Jacoby Myers, but yeah, Trey Tucker, who, what was that, like week two or week three, had the monster. He was like the number one wide receiver that week. So, you know, Vegas could put up some points, you know, on Dallas and make Dak have to throw it. So,
yep. Yeah. I'm hoping.
Yep. I'm going with Joe Flacco, Pittsburgh. Hopefully,
performance.
Everybody's hoping that it's going to be what it was a couple of weeks ago on, was that Thursday night, I believe, where Flacco had, you know, he had like three touchdowns, three or four touchdowns, and Rodgers had three touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully that's what we get again. You know, Bengals coming off the bye, so they're well rested and, you know, had some time to plan for this game. So, you know,
And
really the game plan is just throw it to Ja'Marr Chase 20 times.
Well, or T.
or T. So I think this, it should be, I mean, obviously the Bengals defense is far and away the worst defense in the league, like in pretty much every category now are the worst.
I think that might be the highest over-under also of the
week.
Makes
sense. So
moving on to our running backs, we've got Devon Achane, Christian McCaffrey, Josh Jacobs, Bijan Robinson, and Ashton Jeanty. I'm going to go James Cook versus Tampa Bay. You hate running at Vita Vea.
Henderson ripped them for 147.
Although he went outside a lot.
Yeah, well, yes, so that's where you have to.
James Cook is going to have to hit the edges a little bit better. But they, you know, Tampa Bay is 23rd against the run. So they do get gouged.
Cook should be heavily involved because you've got, sounds like no, potentially or probably no Khalil Shakir.
I didn't know
Dalton
that.
Kincaid. Yeah, I don't know what Shakir has going on, but it sounds like there's a good chance he is not going to play this week. Kincaid is out, you know, so that leaves, you know, we know what Keon Coleman is, nothing,
right?
You know, Dawson Knox, you know, I had picked him up earlier in the week and then I actually dropped him for Pat Freiermuth in the Yahoo League because I've got Tyler Warren on by. Hopefully, you know, like I said, a repeat of the last time Pittsburgh played, and he'll catch a, you know, I'm not expecting a huge touchdown like he had, but at least a touchdown.
Right.
I think Dawson Knox is a good bet to have a touchdown, but I think they're going to they're going to really utilize James Cook in this, you know, and I think they'll look at the Patriots last week, what they did.
Right. Right.
Know, and do the same thing.
Yep. So, I hope so.
Yeah. So, going with the hot hand, Rico Dowdle, against Atlanta. Atlanta's defense can be very good, but lately they have not been that good. And Dowdle's just, I mean, he's playing great, and you know, he's really truly taken over that backfield. I think Hubbard only had like 4 or 5 carries in the last game that they played.
I'm sitting Hubbard this week.
Yeah, I dropped him because I had both. I had drafted Hubbard in the Yahoo League, we're together, and then picked up Dowdle when they came out and said they were going to like split carries. Yeah. I picked him up, and then I dropped Hubbard, you know, and have Dowdle. So
yeah, and that in that league in our 16 teamer, it's. It's hard to get rid of a guy like Hubbard who you drafted in like the third round.
Mm-hmm. Because well, still the what if, you know, if Dowdle misses or something happens.
Right. And he's, you know, he's been, you know, he starts out not practicing Wednesdays, a partial participant on Thursdays, full participant on Friday. Well, that could easily change into a he's not playing. Yeah. So, moving on, we've got our wide receivers, Drake London, Emeka Buka, Puka Nacua, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Jamar Chase. And I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb. I'm going to stack it. I don't like to do that. You know that. but CeeDee's going against the 25th defense in Vegas and primed to have a big, big game.
Yeah. I mean, he's always going to be – I mean, Drake London's a little banged up. He's sick and has a back something going on. He did practice today. I don't think it was a full practice. So it was a little shocking to have him at the top.
I know.
You know, when you've got Puka, who sounds like Devontae's going to play, but if Devontae Adams is out, Puka should go. I mean, they're playing against Seattle, so that's a good defense.
Right.
But, I mean, he's going to get everything. JSN has been, you know, like the best receiver in football so far.
Exactly.
And Jamar Chase coming back where he had, you know, 22 targets or whatever it was against Pittsburgh the last time they played.
Right.
So, you know, those weird CBS rankings. But, yeah, I mean, CeeDee's always, you know, he's always a shot to be the number one overall receiver on any week.
Agreed.
So, again, you know, second time riding the hot hand here, I'm going Jameson Williams at Philadelphia. They're using him not just as their go route guy. He's getting the intermediate targets, some shorter targets. They're starting to use him, you know, in other places on the field. You know, and he's had, I mean, he was great last week. Was, you know, had the late touchdown the week before that gave him even, you know, a good stat line.
Right.
Would have been fine before that, but had the late touchdown 2 weeks ago. So I think they're starting to, it's starting to click. They're starting to figure it out. I mean, Philly's, it is a tough matchup.
Philly's defense played very well last week against a suspect Packer offense.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, you know, this could be a game too where it's, you know, this could be the offenses are just so high powered. Yeah, you got A.J. Brown, you know, squeaky wheel treatment this week potentially coming. You know, I mean, and his stuff was, you know, people immediately took it, you know, oh, yeah, he's pissed off and he wants to leave and stuff. And he's like, essentially what it boiled down to, what he was saying is the defense has evolved over the last, like, 2 years, you know, and even in game, but the offense doesn't.
Right.
You know, it's Jalen Hurts, it's Saquon, you know, and A.J. Brown has been, you know, I mean, I know he missed a week or whatever, but, you know, so I think A.J. Brown actually is going to get the squeaky wheel, and I could see him
having,
you know, a good target share this week. Yep. So that's going to force the Lions to compete and put up points. And, I mean, we know how good the Lions offense is anyways. So
yeah, it'll be a good litmus test.
Yeah.
It'll be good to see how Detroit plays against that defense. I'm not expecting a 10-7 game like we saw.
Yeah, no. I think both.
On Monday?
Yeah. I mean, I can see both of the teams being in the 20-point range.
Right.
You know, both the defenses are just, I mean, they are good. So, you know, to have a, you know, a 35-38 game or something like that, I don't see that.
No.
But I don't see the basement where it's 10-7.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. Moving on to our tight ends, we've got Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, George Kittle, Dallas Goedert, and Cade Otton. And I was, you know, I was considering going with Mahomes as my quarterback, mm-hmm. but I am going to go with Travis Kelce here.
Denver's a...
Yeah. I know they are. I know. But, and I mean, they're 11th against tight ends. Mm-hmm. Again, kind of high end of middle.
Yeah.
But Kelce, you know, they're probably going to take away Rashee Rice. Yeah. So Kittle is, I mean, Kelce is the guy then.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I agree. I mean, he's, and he's been, you know, a little more involved. As of late, you know, it was a slow start to the season again.
I think they need him.
Yeah, I agree, too, because they're still, you know, I mean, with what their record was before the, you know, these last 2 weeks, you know, they were, I mean, they were in trouble of missing playoffs.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, they got, you know, you get Rashee Rice back, and they obviously they get a huge boost to the offense. I think Pacheco's out again this week, but he, you know,
doesn't get
they
used
don't
that much
really
anyway.
Use the running back that much right. anyways, unless it's Kareem Hunt and it's on the goal line. Right. So, yeah, they're going to have to, you know, find a way to move the ball somehow to score points on Denver because, you know, Denver's the kind of team, you know, kind of like Atlanta where, I mean, you know, Denver's a little different because their defense is always going to be top three every week, but the offense could be great. Or
right.
it could be completely right. horrible.
Right.
So you know.
And just squeak by.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with the rookie. I'm going with Gadsden. He was banged up this week, but he got a full practice in. He's not carrying any injury designation.
Did not know that.
Yep. And they are playing Jacksonville, who can, again, another one of these teams that can be a solid defensive team. But, you know, when you're you know, trying to make up for the offense being bad.
Yeah.
You know, you make mistakes, you get tired and stuff. And he's been a favorite target of Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think this week is going to be yet again, it'll be McConkey and Gadsden. I almost went McConkey with my wide receiver, you know, too, but I figured, you know, maybe taking the shot on Jameson. So, you know, not all of us can pick CeeDee Lamb because, you know,
and James Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like I said, you could, I'll give you, let you take over all the work that I put in every week.
So, yeah, I just, Gadsden, he's been solid. He can have a huge game. You know, we've seen it. And I think the Chargers win fairly easy in this one.
Yeah.
You know, Jacksonville isn't much of a, I don't think they're much of a threat. So,
I agree. Yeah. Moving on to our love 'em, flip 'em, leave 'em, and I chose Devon Achan, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Josh Jacobs, who have 10-9-9 games in so far. So Miami still has their bye, which is why points wise, Achan is a little above the other two. It's 167, 154, and 149. I'm going to keep Gibbs. I love me some Gibbs, even with Monty stealing some of his thunder.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, I you know, what you've got here, so loving Gibbs, flipping Achan, leaving Jacobs. To me, Achan and Gibbs is tough, but
yeah.
The thing that, to me, that pushes Gibbs over the top is that you look at next season as well for Gibbs, you know, like if you're thinking Dynasty. You know, there's still a good chance that, you know, a very good chance, in my opinion, that Tua and McDaniel are both gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got question mark at head coach, question mark at, you know, quarterback. It could be an old vet, could be a rookie potentially, you know, if they lose games, you know. So it gets a little, I mean, he dominates that backfield, Achan does. You know, Ollie Gordon, he has a couple, you know, he'll get 5-6 touches. But, you know, for me, it's Gibbs, just the certainty of that team,
yeah.
that offense, you know, Goff.
I mean,
while Goff is getting old, you figure he's probably got a handful of years left as well.
And that's in spite of losing the offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
I mean, they still, maybe they had a hiccup or two. Mm-hmm. But they've still been hitting it just like you know, yeah. pretty much like they were.
Like I said, so that to me, that just gives the edge to it, and it's not much in my mind.
Right. And
Adrian is just, he's so good as well.
He is.
But it's a little more understated how well he does because it's the Dolphins, and they you know, their offense as a whole can look like, you know, a pile of poop.
Yeah,
but he's still has a really good week.
Yeah,
but it's just overshadowed with how bad that team can be.
Right. And yeah. Jacobs, I mean, the direction that the Packers have been heading, especially with running their second down or second string and even their third down back as much as they have lately, yeah. I just don't see Jacobs performing at a high level for the potentially for the rest of the year. Unless they figure out what they're doing from an offensive standpoint of play calling.
Yeah, that one's tough because Jacobs, too, I mean, he's, to me, he's not as explosive as these two, because I think Gibbs and Achan are at the very top. And then, obviously, you know, this week with, you know, last night with Henderson doing what he did, and then the week before with the explosiveness, you know, Jacobs he's always a candidate where he could have a 3-touchdown week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they get down into the 5 and they hand it off.
Yeah.
You know,
5 again, times.
Yeah. It still depends on what version of Green Bay's offense you get and, you know, if it's still LaFleur calling plays the way he does. I mean, Gibbs still gets enough work that he, you know, it's the same. Like, he can still break, you know, a run, you know, catch a pass here and there, you know, and have a longer touchdown. But yeah, I agree. The poor showing that we've put out on the field the last 2 weeks is, you know, it's discouraging. And, you know, you got, like I said, you got the shiny toy in Josh Jacobs, but, you know, now we have Jenkins is out for the season.
Yeah.
Broken
leg.
Fibula or something like that. You know, sort of losing guys there, and you know, our receiving core isn't healthy, and even when it's healthy, it's nothing scary.
We could use Jaden Reed though.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, Reed, I mean, he should hopefully in the next like 2-3 weeks here should be back. You know, because he'll be the number one when he comes back, but you know, they just really haven't.
Well, and Dobbs got hurt.
Week you get Watson back, but he's only good for 2 catches for 53 yards, you know. Yeah. So it's.
Yeah, they've got Bo Melton. He had 1 catch on 6 targets, I think. Yeah. So, or did he have no catches on 6 targets?
He had none. Just one.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he dropped 4 of them. Yeah, so. But that's all we've got for this week. Remember the byes. Remember the early game on Sunday.
Yep, the byes. It's Indy and blanking on the other one.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know it's Indianapolis because I've got Daniel Jones and Tyler Warren out in the same league this week. But I cannot remember the other one.
Yep. So I'm Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See ya.